Chair recognizes Representative from Harrison, Representative Sykes.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker, and men and women of the House, heard a lot of conversation this afternoon. One of the things that I've heard is that we need to support this resolve to get in a position for amendments. Heard some conversation about the fact that maybe if this resolve passes, we would do an investigation into who gets placed into the SMU, and likely those people with a mental health diagnosis should not be placed in the SMU. I heard the good representative from Windham, Representative Plummer, talk about the real world. Let me give you an example of the real world. Last Thursday, in the cafeteria at the Maine State Prison in Warren, an inmate with a mental health diagnosis took a razor blade type instrument that he had constructed, walked around the table, and slit the throat of another inmate. If we are headed in the direction of someone who cannot be placed in SMU because of a mental health diagnosis, what in the world are we about to do? Thank you.
Chair recognizes Representative Brewer, Representative Chelley.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, Madam Speaker, a question to the Chair.
Representative may proceed.
Is it possible to see a show of hands of the representatives who have actually visited these SMU units in the last 2 years?
The Chair would answer in the negative.
Okay, it probably can be found out through Right to Know Act. I have heard that we need to have our psychiatric centers, we need to pattern our prisons after our psychiatric centers, other state agencies. These people that are in Warren committed violent crimes. They're not just in a psychiatric center. And don't confuse things. They are not in that SMU just because they are mentally ill. They're in that SMU because they are mentally ill and they hurt themselves or another prisoner. And to keep them in the population, they would hurt themselves, another prisoner, or guard. So let's talk about karma. You vote for this today, and what's the karma going to be when another prisoner that we want to protect, or his cellmate that we want to protect, or that guard that does such a great job, gets his throat slit and bleeds to death there on the floor? Then, what about that karma? Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Off the record, the Chair would just let all the members know that the show of hands would be prop-like. As everyone knows, props are not allowed in your speeches. Any kind of signal that would somehow influence the vote is not allowed, and therefore the show of hands was not allowed. What Representative may proceed.
Kind of just lean their head to one side.
Off the record, it's a good try, but no. The Chair would answer in the negative. Chair recognizes Representative Whiting, Representative Burns.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, I appreciate the indulgence to let me rise one more time. I'll be very brief. I did need to respond to a couple of things that were said. I think, anyway. We heard testimony about the Maine Psychological Association. We had testimony from a PhD psychologist who worked 40 years in the correction facility, who reviewed this law. And her response to this was that it would put inmates and guards at great risk. And in fact, to diminish the use of SMUs would be inhumane in itself. I suggest that a lot of these good-meaning folks from the Maine Psychological Association have done case studies. They have not spent 40 years inside the correctional facility. Another thing that was mentioned was about we need to have the door opened so that this can be scrutinized. I suggest to you the door is already open. You have a Criminal Justice Public Safety Committee who has oversight over the Department of Corrections. The offer has been made, and I believe the committee, no matter who is serving there, fully intends to scrutinize and continue to scrutinize the ongoings at the Maine State Prison. I take great solace in that. And the last thing I will mention, I think we need to remember that the people, and it's been stated here before several times, the people that are in prison, and especially in SMUs, are in there for some very important reasons. A lot of these people are in there for the crimes of rape, torture, murder of young kids, for the beatings and murders of young women, their spouses, their girlfriends. These are all real, real situations. These people, unfortunately, have to be managed. They can't survive in society. When they go into an institution, they can't survive in the institution. And in order to protect them and protect the other people that we commit against their will, we have to have some safeguards. We have some of the best safeguards available. Please don't tamper with them. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Chair recognizes the representative from Blue Hill, Representative Schatz.
Thank you, Madam Chair, women and men of the House. I guess it's round two, and I'll try to be brief as well. I'm very concerned that a lot of the discussion would say that those in favor of the resolve or other amendments, if you will, don't respect and for some reason don't have confidence in the staff or the Department of Corrections, which is absolutely not true. And I think you can see by the discussion here and the ambiguity over some of the topics and the different perceptions of what we see that this indeed is a topic that needs to be looked into at the legislative level. It should be in statute. It should be a resolve. That it is a complicated issue, and it won't be resolved by just burying it inside one of our agencies. No matter how capable they are, we already have determined they're underfunded, they're probably understaffed, and they probably don't have the kind of resources to reach out and involve experts to help them out. We owe them this support. It is not a punishment. And I think that that's so important for us to understand and to vote in that direction where we can get them that kind of support. And I feel uncomfortable. I mean, I've walked in the halls and I see the staff there who are upset about the bill, and I'm sure they hold me responsible and send me emails telling me that, and I appreciate their concern about their job. But this is not about their jobs. This is about our responsibility for the people we serve, both in our communities, who receive the inmates as they come out, and for the inmates who are inside the institutions. This is our responsibility. We cannot abdicate it to staff and commissioners and deputy commissioners. It's our job. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
The pending question is the motion of the representative from Portland, Representative Haskell, that the House accept the odds pass as amended by Committee Amendment A. Report B. All those in favor of Report B will vote yes. Those opposed will vote no. Is the House ready for the question? Chair will open the vote. Sergeant Arms, secure the chamber. First call of absentees. off the record, we are waiting for members of Appropriations who I believe are on their way. Second call to absentees. All now voted. Chair will close the vote. Clerk will total. Chair will announce the vote. 74 having voted in the affirmative and 68 in the negative. Report B prevails. First reading of the bill.
Be it enacted by the people of the state of Maine as follows. Section 134A, MRSA, Section 1406.
Representative Portland, Representative Haskell, with the further reading of the bill, please dispense with this point of the House. Vote. The clerk will read Committee Amendment A.
Committee Amendment A has following number of H-763. Amend the bill by striking out the title and substituting the following.
Further reading of Committee Amendment A be dispensed with. This is the pledge of the House. Let's vote. Chair recognizes the representative from Blue Hill, Representative Schatz.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I present House Amendment A with a filing number of H-820 to Committee Amendment A and move its adoption and wish to speak to my motion.
Representative from Blue Hill, Representative Schatz, presents House Amendment A with the filing number of H-820 to Committee Amendment A and moves to the adoption. The clerk will read House Amendment A.
House Amendment A to Committee Amendment A does have filing number of H-820.
Chair understands Representative Blue Hill, Representative Schatz, with the further reading of the House Amendment be dispensed with. This is the pleasure of the House. The vote. The representative may proceed.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, women and men of the House. I won't take long with this. I know you're grateful. This amendment really is a stripped-down version of the original bill, LD 1611. I'll tell you what it does not do, so that there be some comfort in that for some. It does not remove the tool of short-term segregation from the Department of Corrections. It does not remove the tool of long-term segregation from the Department of Corrections. It does not remove or limit the use of tools of restraint from the Department of Corrections. And it does not impact prisoners who are now in the mental health stabilization unit. And it does not impact prisoners who have a protective custody status. What it does do is defines the mental health conditions which will be watched over, and people who have those conditions will not be sent to the SMU. And it's a narrowed down version of the types of mental health conditions. It also installs and places a due process standards puts those into place so that the people who are in the SMU will be monitored appropriately, and and assessed in ways so that if they do start demonstrating behaviors that portray a mental health condition that needs to be treated, they will be indeed treated. I looked at the fiscal note associated with this, which seems awesome, but in essence, these conditions that are left in the bill really mirror what are in the department's policy, so that once we're assured and we have some tracking of those policies, I don't see how the additional costs will be as substantial as the fiscal note would portray. So this is the essence of the amendment, and I would hope that you follow my light. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Chair recognizes the representative from Portland, Representative Haskell.
Thank you very much, Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker, I move this amendment be indefinitely postponed and speak to my motion.
Move that this amendment be indefinitely postponed. The representative may proceed.
Thank you very much, Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker, men and women of the House, I applaud the efforts of the good representative from Blue Hill in making an effort to cut down some of the very strict restrictions that were placed in the original bill. However, this amendment still continues to affect probably about half of the population of the prison system. So it is a significant number of people. And basically, without going into great detail, what it would do would be to ask the Department of Corrections to create a separate mental health treatment facility for these individuals because of the fact that they have a diagnosis and not based on the treatment, the placement in housing based on their actions. So it does have significant impact on what the role of the Department of Corrections is, and I think it would be inappropriate to place the department in a position of having to recreate a separate mental health treatment facility within the Department of Corrections. So I urge your support of the indefinite postponement. Thank you.
Chair recognizes Representative from Mount Vernon, Representative Jones.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I rise in support of Representative Schatz's amendment. I have heard long speeches here this afternoon, most of them about how we need to protect our prison guards. I need to speak to you a moment about other people we need to think about protecting. I have recently been contacted by a mother in my district who lost her son 3.5 years ago at our state prison. He was 26 years old, he had mental illness, and he was put, what I feel was inappropriately, in solitary confinement, and he took his life there. She has contacted me and begged me to work as hard as I could to move this issue forward so that no other mother or father would ever have this happen to their child. I have also been contacted by a worker, a recent worker at the Maine State Prison, who used to be a member of this body and is well respected in my communities. And he has a great deal of concern about everyone's safety currently at the Maine State Prison. He left there within the last year. I've tried to work with other members of this body on coming to some kind of conclusion to move this issue ahead. I have to say to the mother that has contacted me that I feel that I have failed her. I feel that we have not made any substantive movement forward to assure protection of other prisoners there. I have heard that we have a new superintendent that who's going to do great things, that we have new services, that it is improving. And that may be the case, but I still feel that we have miles to go to improve this situation. I feel very badly that anyone with mental illness is put into such an institution, and is not receiving the adequate mental health services that they need. It has also been said in some of the information that we've been gathering that we may be using in this state as much as $15 million a year for psychotropic drugs for the inmates in our corrections facility. I really wish that kind of money could be redirected in a new area to help them in other ways. Some of the suggestions I made to the people serving on the corrections committee was that perhaps those of us on Health and Human Services and corrections can work more closely together in the future to share what things we put in place to protect our patients with mental illness and what we have learned from that. In summary, I want to say I do know that the citizens of Maine do not want an Abu Ghraib prison here in Maine, that they want some basic human treatment for these prisoners. And yes, they do want to assure the safety of the workers and the other prisoners who are there. They definitely want human decent treatment. I feel that I have failed this mother. I feel like a bug that's turned upside down with my legs flailing, and I'm not able to get any traction on this. But I do promise her that I will continue next session to work with everyone concerned to do the best I can to move this forward in a more substantive way. And in summary, I want to say that I think the amendment on the floor, the Schatz Amendment, does the best that we can at this time to help move forward that protection for our prisoners. Thank you.
Chair recognizes Representative from Harrison, Representative Sykes.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, the good representative from Blue Hill, Representative Schatz, has told us what this bill does not do. Let me tell you what this bill will do. The department shall divert or remove an inmate with a serious mental illness from confinement in a special management unit when such confinement could last for a period in excess of 1 week. In the example, the real-world example about last Thursday that I presented to the House previously, you mean to say that person can only go into a special management unit for 1 week and then back in the general population to do the same thing all over again? I support this indefinite postponement, quite frankly, for the safety of other inmates in our corrections offices.
Chair recognizes Representative from Brewer, Representative Chelley.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I have heard some really outrageous things today, things that I didn't know and things I still don't believe. I really take offense at comparing the great people that work at that prison that I have been at and watched them do their job and compare them to what happened at Abu Ghraib. I think someone needs to apologize. Thank you.
Chair recognizes the representative from Sanford, Representative Boland.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I too rise in support of the Schatz Amendment. It seems like a reasonable thing. I was just stunned to hear that half of the people in the special management unit have such serious mental illness, and certainly at the very least that deserves some attention, I would say. And I also want to point out that all these prisoners do have their own cells, so they can be locked up in their own cells rather than the special management unit, which seems like a reasonable thing to do. I'd also like to suggest that some of the people who are supporting this amendment are also our constituents and represent many of our constituents, and just some of the organizations on the list: Amnesty International, Bangor Theological Seminary, a Human Rights Watch, Maine Association of Psychiatric Physicians, Maine Council of Churches, Maine People's Alliance, Maine Psychological Associates, National Alliance on Mental Illness, National Association of Social Workers, National Religious Campaign Against Torture, Preble Street Resource Center, Veterans for Peace, Maine, just some of the organizations where people are not being paid, big money to lobby or anything like that. They're actually going in and working with people. So I would just suggest that there are other options. The people can be locked in their regular cells if people are concerned about them, and get the treatment that they need, and get the oversight, and cost us a whole lot less financially and also psychologically. Thank you.